heard in the evening still. I love New England, the sea and windswept shores, and tales of days of yore, told in the country store. I love the picture postcard villages with the houses trim and neat, and the auctions in the summertime where the past and present meet. I love New England, and when my roaming's through, no other place will do.
To the Village Green, a New England music sampler. This is DJ Frederick. That was, of course, the wonderful voice of Jerry Vale, who was born in northern Maine and moved to northern Vermont, went on to become quite the crooner. I love New England. And that's what the Village Green is all about. Music from the six states of New England: Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. And sometimes I play music that is related to New England, or music by artists who are touring or performing in New England, or music that has been recorded in New England. That's what it's about on the Village Green. Like to welcome listeners at the Global Voice, fantastic global radio station that really should be on shortwave or FM or something other than the internet. It's an incredible and wonderful eclectic mix of programs by exceptional presenters, and that's at theglobalvoice.info. Also want to say hello to folks listening on T1700, 1700 AM, Troubadour 1700 in Shirley, Massachusetts. And this, of course, is WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, live and local. Piece. I just love this. It's a tune called Economy, and it's by Bill Perry from his CD Songs of Walden. Bill Perry is from the Lakes region here in New Hampshire. Well, last night we turned the clocks ahead 1 hour. Bizarre, bizarre practice that we've been doing in the United States for about 10,000 years, and serves absolutely no purpose that I'm aware of. But it does beg the question, does anybody really know what time it is? This is a band called Tension from Connecticut. ¶¶
to cry. And I was walking down the street one day. A pretty lady looked at me and set her diamond watch had stopped cold dead. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody care? And so I can't imagine why. Don't have time enough to cry. And I was walking down the street one day, being pushed and shoved by people trying to beat the clock. Oh, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody care? And so I can't imagine why. Don't have time enough to die.
Seeking what they'll find. If they could only stop and turn around one day, they'd see that they've been blind. There was a man who lived all his life in a town called Kona, Idaho. His name was Dan, a very peculiar man. I used to say we'll never get ahead if we stay in this little town.
up I love a chime with all the stolen gold that I have stained blood red. I'm not my brother Dan, I've killed a man, tomorrow I'll be dead. The shadows from the window paint a ladder on the floor. In my cell I sit here wondering, hate was my crime, to love I've been blind. In Kona, Idaho, my life will end at nine. I've been sentenced for my crime. The sun ain't never gonna shine in Kona, Idaho.
Right. I love that. That's, of course, Wipeout, done by a lounge band called the Malibus, who played at a place called the Country Way Restaurant in South Paris, Maine. They were the house band up there, out in the middle of South Paris, Maine. And their album, this album would be very much at home on my other show, The Radio Thrift Shop. The Malibus were Wendell Bickford Jr., Bob Parrott, Bob Barnes, and Neil Gibson. And the only clue I have about this album is that it was recorded sometime after February 1974. That's the Malibus from Maine from back in the day and their version of Wipeout. Before that, we heard a band from Massachusetts, Terry and the Pandas. We heard a tune called Kona, Idaho from their LP Basic Magnetism. And then from a 45, we heard Once Upon a Time. We started this set off with Tension, a band from Connecticut that recorded this single before Chicago actually recorded the song. Does anybody really know what time it is? And that's on the Poison Ring label. Very cool record label from the very late 1960s and early 1970s from Connecticut. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to The Village Green, a New England music sampler. I want to let you know about the New England Folk Festival, which is a blend of dance, music, crafts, and food. That's happening. Their 68th New England Folk Festival is happening on April 20th through the 22nd in Mansfield, Massachusetts. All sorts of bands, all sorts of vendors. It looks like it's going to be a great time for dancing. What more could you ask for? For more information, check out neffa.org. That's neffa.org. Going to continue now with a singer-songwriter from Manchester, New Hampshire. His name is Bill Casper.
Inside my garage tonight, my heart it don't bleed anymore. I moved out of state, the distance feels right. Memories can drift, fade away. It's easy to forget. Put it on hold, you and me. It all sounds so easy. 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 To forget. Short-term memory, my short-term memory. To forget.
my short-term memory, my short-term memory.
Recorded live at TT the Bears on April 9th, 1998 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. That was Damon and Naomi. They're from Cambridge area, and a tune called You Do Right, cover of a piece by Can. Before that, we heard John Compton from Vermont and his tune Bob Dylan's Cap from the Two Luna LP. We started the set off with Bill Casper from my hometown, Manchester, New Hampshire, and a tune called, very appropriate tune, called Short-Term Memory. That describes me to a T. Well, you're listening to The Village Green, a New England music sampler with DJ Frederick. where we sample and mix up the genres from music past and present created in New England or about New England or something even remotely connected to New England. I want to thank you for tuning in. Of course, one of the most famous folk festivals in North America is the Newport Folk Festival, which takes place at the Fort Adams State Park in Newport, Rhode Island. This year it's going to be on July 28th and 29th. And on Saturday, July 28th, some of the performers include Frank Fairfield, Robert Ellis, Brown Bird, First Aid Kit, Sharon Van Etten, Deer Tick, Arlo Guthrie, Patty Griffin, Iron and Wine, and My Morning Jacket. Fantastic lineup. And on Sunday, July 29th, you might hear the Berkeley City Music Choir, Spider John Koner and his Ragtag Boys, Jonathan Wilson, a band called the Deep Dark Woods, Trampled by Turtles. I love it. I've got to listen to that band. The Tallest Man on Earth, fantastic musician. The Punch Brothers, The Head and the Heart, Connor Oberst, of course, from Bright Eyes, and Jackson Brown, and that's on Sunday, July 29th. For more information, you can check out the newportfolkfest.net. Okay, we're going to move on with some more music. Somebody from New Hampshire. This is Doug Coleman.
Keep your glass of water and give me something real. No matter how long it's been, months without rain, what a sin. Keep your glass of water and give me something real. Give me something real. Water is so pure and clean. Like the innocent, so it seems. Write my name, but it disappears.
a glass of water. Give me something real. Keep your glass of water. Give me something real. Give me something real. Give me something real.
Thank you. Look at these hands, you can take them both.
Absolutely wonderful band, new band from Massachusetts, The Satellites Fall, and that's a tune called Sundial from their EP Lines on the Road. Before that, from Conway, New Hampshire, we heard the Mango Groove Steel Band, a tune called I See Aisha, and that's from their CD called Sweet. I'll be playing some more of them in the coming weeks, so please stay tuned, and if you're interested in the Mango Groove Steel Band, you can contact them at ajajamusic.com. That's like ajajamusic.com. We started the set off with Douglas Coleman in a tune called Glass of Water. Okay, I want to thank you for listening. Going to play some vinyl now from a record company called Electric Cowbell. This is a relatively new release. I love that a lot of new music is being released on vinyl, and this is a 7-inch vinyl at that, little 45 records with the big hole. You know, DJ Frederick loves those. So this is a Boston band, but they sound like they are from Ghana or Ethiopia. They're called the Debo Band. Let's spin this. The Debo Band from Boston on Electric Cowbell Records. Gotta love it. This is DJ Frederick, the New England Music Sampler. Wanna say thank you for listening. I I just want to remind you to contribute to and participate in your community, wherever you are on the planet and whatever your community is, because community only works when we all work for our communities. From Andover, New Hampshire, Proctor Academy, and from Warner, New Hampshire, this is the Pillbug Light Reaction, lifting off to the Red Planet.